You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. The 2017 Equinox clearance is on right now. $8,000 off MSRP on all units. The 2018s are also here, so check it out at lakewoodchev.com.
We have a radio legend joining me live and on the rocks, John Short. Shorty, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you, sir? Haven't seen you for a while.
Well, I haven't seen you since turned 80. Are you 81 yet?
I haven't turned 81 yet, and I continue to be still a few years under my IQ.
Now, you don't get fired up. I should joke. You get fired up all the time. But there's one thing that I know you, of course, have been in Edmonton a long time, and you have an interesting take on the City of Champions right now.
I am so ticked off about the people, the short-sighted decision to take down the City of Champions signs. And what really ticks me off is that the people who are supposed to be aware of what Edmonton is, and that's our elected representatives and our prominent civic spokesmen, don't know what champion means.
Yeah, because a lot of them think that champion automatically refers to sports and winning.
Well, you can be a champion in anything, but more importantly, you can champion for something. And in a column I wrote 2 weeks ago now for the Edmonton Sun, Jelena Mirjanovic, university educated and a sports champion, incredible international quality boxer, said, Edmonton champions four things. We championed for Fort McMurray. We championed for the people who were in trouble after the tornado that everybody talks about. We champion major issues and do it well. And that came from her, and it added to my anger at the people who say, well, we're not a city of champions because I didn't win anything and my kid didn't win anything, therefore we can't be a city of champions. It's baloney. And if this were not your show, I'd use words a little less polite than
that. Well, you can use any other word you like, Shorty. When you're 80, you get away with anything. That's what happens. That's the rules, I'm pretty sure. You can say things when you're a kid, you can say things when you're older, and people are just like, well, okay, that's acceptable. Now, if I said it, I'd be kicked off the radio. So you feel free to say whatever you like.
But that's the frustration. And I have to do this. Now, I have seen our mayor at sports events. I've seen him enjoy sports events. I've spoken with him, and I know that he understands the language. And I don't know how he has allowed people or encouraged people to ally with him who don't understand the broad meaning of the word champion. Now, if you want to go around and say, well, Wilf Brooks is one of the major operators, one of the major drivers of this. Bruce Hogle is a significant driver of this. The list is incredible. But what I got, I went to a couple of organizations, was invited for a couple of conversations, and after the fact I got an email from somebody saying that I had no right to be involved in this conversation because I didn't know what a champion was. I don't know. He's probably right. I mean, in the sense of this critic, I've certainly met some champions, I've worked with some champions, and I understand the broad meaning of the word champion. What I would like is to have someone who thinks this is a bad idea tell me why.
I've seen people, you know what, I've talked to people, there were some argued who felt that the City of Champions was limiting businesses to come here because there's Pittsburgh was a City of Champions and other ones. And I kind of felt like, well, and I sat in on Make Something Edmonton. I was on that board for a long time. Some smarter people than me on there, and I learned a lot from it. But that was the one thing I never really understood. I was like, well, I don't see the correlation. If I'm bringing my business to Edmonton, the sign at the entranceway to the city doesn't impact how I do business at all.
Well, what I wonder about is how eight signs can have that big a negative effect. If somebody wants to put up signs that say, make something Edmonton, go ahead. If they want to put up something that says Gateway to the North, we were that for a long time. But all of a sudden, there got to be this political undertone that said, well, we're not really the Gateway to the North anymore because some travel programs, some flight schedules and routes have changed, and Fort McMurray's become a major community, so we're no longer the Gateway to the North, but I think we are. when you talk about how long ago did they say, well, we're a festival city because we have festivals and festivals and festivals. So what's wrong with putting...
And I'm sure there's other cities that have
festivals. What's wrong with City of Festivals sign? What's wrong with a Gateway to the North sign? What's wrong with a City of Champions sign? And I mean a City of Champions, not the City of Champions. And every time somebody says, well, you can't call us a City of Champions because other cities have done the same thing and did it first, I want to know how many Stampede cities there are in North America, including the one just south of us. We're the Stampede City, and Calgary carries that label proudly and profitably day after day after day. And what do? We say, well, if it isn't the perfect label, we don't want it. We had Klondike Days here. Like it or dislike it, it was a successful festival every summer. And all of a sudden, there was a group that said, oh, well, we're not really a Klondike city. The Klondike really didn't take place here, so why don't we change it? Okay, let's change it. So we changed it to K-Days. Tell me what that is. I haven't got a clue what that is. Then they changed it again to something. I don't know what it is today.
I think they went back to
Klondike Days and then moved again, I believe. I don't even know. But you have a good party. It's not the best party in the history of the world, but it's a good party. And some politician says, I don't like it. I'm going to change it. And the people that he communicates with at the political level say, okay, there's no reason not to do that. And if you want to recognize champions in the competitive or in the productive sense, you don't have to look at the Oilers and the Eskimos. Take a look at the number of people that you know and I know and the listeners know who are champions in the way they live their lives, in the things that they've achieved. What have we got at the university? How many doctorate holders, have we got at the university doing great things in science? And every so often it says, Edmonton did this. We go to the military. We've got military heroes here. They're champions. Edmonton did this. And we've still got people saying, well, you can't have City of Champions because I, a critic, and I understand a couple of the politicians who got involved in it, if they don't feel like champions, they're absolutely right.
John Short joining us. Now, there are some people suggesting, well, people are only bringing it up now because the orders are competitive again, and I think that rubs some people the wrong way.
It probably does, but two things. First of all, I know personally that this was going on before the start of the hockey season because I was involved in conversations with Bruce Hogel and Wilf Brooks, who incidentally is a great champion. Somebody has to consider all the things that he and United Cycle do to champion for Aboriginal communities, for the kids and people in Fort McMurray who had difficulty. This went on long before the start of this season. This went on, I believe, that it was going on long before Connor McDavid became an Edmonton Oiler, because I know the objection has been in place longer than that. It's silly. But what's wrong with saying, I live in a city of champions? There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, we got somebody says I don't like the sign because it limits us. Make something Edmonton, in my humble view, which is never very humble, limits us even further. Make something Edmonton. Does that mean we should have an Edmonton donut, an Edmonton, I don't know, an Edmonton sidewalk? You know, make something Edmonton. No. Edmonton exists as a valuable community, and when we as a community start to understand how valuable we are, we'll say, okay, call it the City of Champions. Call it Festival City. Call it a River City, because we've called ourselves that, too, because we've got this attribute, this resource running through our community that some people say isn't used correctly. Call us a Park City, because I've had friends from all over the world tell me that our downtown park, the River Valley Park, is as attractive as any River Valley park in the world.
So what if people just want to call it City of Champions without having to sign up?
I think the sign's valuable. I think the sign says to someone who drives in, hey, this community likes itself. But I do insist that it should be, instead of just City of Champions, there should be A at the top. A City of Champions. Now, go ahead. Disagree with that if you can.
Oh, I like that.
Disagree with any part of it. It is A City of Champions. That's what my original column was, and that's how come I got involved in this thing in some depth.
So where does it go now? If people out there are listening and they want to get involved in it and help out.
I hope that they bombard the newspapers with letters to the editor. I hope they call the politicians and say, we shouldn't have to have a vote. Damn, civic votes are expensive. Why should we have to get all involved in campaigning over something as important and also as unimportant as 8 signs? Yeah. That's what frustrates me. The signs were at 8 entrances to this big city, and some politician with nothing to do, he probably figured that the major issue of daylight saving time was about to be raised by another politician, so he had to find something to tie his reputation to. So let's get rid of this sign. Let's get rid of City of Edmonton. Let's get rid of City of Champions. Okay, let's get rid of anybody who likes the sign City of Champions, in which case I'd have to move out.
Well, don't say that. Some people might be agreeing.
It's been suggested before, Jason. I can live with that.
Jason Greger along with John Short. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, talk more on this, touch on the NHL, the Oilers, and much more on Edmonton Sports Theater. TSN 1260 live and on the rocks, Jasper Ave and 118th Street. Free Wing Wednesday. Get down here before 6 o'clock. Be safe. A little windy and rainy out there, but coming here, it's perfectly dry, and you get free wings if you're here before 6.
Portions of this hour brought to you by Vivo Ristorante. 2 locations. Vivo serves great Italian food, family style, perfect for large groups or special events. Private dining rooms available at both locations, seating 15 to 50 guests, or rooms for over 80 guests. Visit them online at vivoristorante.ca.
The Jason Greger Show, live and on the rocks, Jasper Avenue and 118th Street, on Edmonton's sports leader, TSN 1260.
Rolling right along in Edmonton Sports Center, TSN 1260, as we are live and on the rocks, Jasper Ave, 118th Street. I noticed on Twitter, for all those people, the southwest quadrant of Edmonton, the power is out, and they're saying the outage will last until later in the evening. So, it's unfortunate if that's you. Some people around in the Tooloola area and different places of town, so keep that in mind. Hopefully you won't have too long of a power outage, but they're saying over 1,000 homes right now impacted by that. John Short joining us live and on the rocks. Shorty, we're talking about the City Champions. Also, we'll kind of see where that goes from here. It's something that might be tabled again at City Council. I do want to get your thoughts. I heard that promo talking about boxing. You cover the boxing game for a long, long time. And
remember when I thought I was going to be more active in it than I was.
Jelena Mirjanovic is closing in on fight 50.
Yes.
In her career. When you look at her career, and I think it's 8 times she's been a champion. I'm stunned that she was never actually the Canadian Athlete of the Year for females. Like, it's kind of ridiculous when you think about it, because it's a world champ. It's not like it's a national championship or anything like that.
Well, it's female boxing. It's a really interesting process. Female boxing has no major credibility, and that's wrong. As a society, we're maturing now, so we can say there's women's hockey championships, there's women's lacrosse championships, there's this and there's that, and nobody suggests that the women would beat the men head to head. Nobody would suggest that 135-pound female boxer would beat a 135-pound male boxer if they were both in shape. But the reality is women's sport has become entirely legitimate, and it's time for people who run things like who vote on things like the Canadian Sports Hall of Fame to change their mind. I was for some years, as you know, a selector on that Canadian Sports Hall of Fame committee. Yeah. And I remember the argument that we had to get George Shivallo into the Canadian Sports Hall of Fame, of all things.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. Red Fisher, who was basically a hockey writer in Montreal, he said, I saw George Shivallo lose to somebody named Robert Clairaut, who could not fight at all, and anybody who would lose to Robert Clairaut does not belong in the Hall of Fame. Next year, we same group, Jim Taylor and I and a couple of others who had a little broader point of view, we got him in. We also got Claire Drake in. It's interesting, he's in the Canadian Sports Hall of Fame, but he's not in the NHL Hockey Hall of Fame.
Yeah, well, very different in a sense, because the Hockey Hall of Fame only recently, but for the longest time, it was basically the NHL Hall of Fame.
It's NHL, and the other thing is that a horse is in the Canadian Sports Hall of Fame. Go check out Northern Dancer. It's in the Canadian Sports Hall of Fame.
Well, I don't have a problem with that.
Well, I do. The jockey who rode him isn't.
Yeah, okay, but there wasn't one jockey who rode him all the time exclusively.
A vast majority of time. The trainer who... The,
yeah, the trainer
breeder,
probably could.
The trainer's not in.
But, well, then you would all argue that, you know, the coach of the players that are in, then the coaches of those, the coach should automatically be
well,
in.
Well, there's a big argument. The minute that you say, for example, that a horse has more right in a Sports Hall of Fame than... A successful player, a successful coach, a successful builder, you're really opening a can of worms. It's the kind of conversation we can get into over whether or not there should be City of Edmonton signs.
Yeah. But I asked that with Mirjanovic coming up on 50 fights. Where, you know, when you look at great boxers of all time, like not many of them have 50 professional fights.
Oh, in recent years, that's true. But it,
yeah,
there,
well,
there
way
were,
yeah, back in the day, they used to box every 2 months.
Oh, quicker than that. Yeah. I remember a guy named Archie Moore. He once had 18 fights in a year.
What? 18
fights in a year, and he would barnstorm to fight. He'd go to four little towns in like.
So would he just beat the hell out of guys and be like one-round knockouts?
Oh, well, there were some of them, but he would also fight pretty good fighters. And there were many more great fighters then than there are now, of course. But the interesting thing is always that you try and compare this generation with that generation. And this is why Jelena should be in, because she is the first great Canadian female fighter. And she should be in.
Oh, sure.
But she's not even in the Alberta Sports Hall of Fame.
Well, I also think because has anybody nominated her?
That's the point. I know, and when I was chair of the Alberta Sport Connection, I talked with people about the fact that she should be in. But as chair, I couldn't nominate her. And I really believe she should be nominated. Now I'm not chair. Maybe I'll sit down and nominate her now. But they'll say, he's no longer involved with us, and we don't need to listen
to
him anymore.
Yeah, I do know that that nomination is pretty much underway from,
well, that's good.
A few people.
And the other thing, again, we talk about credibility. The moment that the Edmonton Oilers said, we recognize her as great, and Bob Nicholson told me that they would like very much to have her 50th fight
it's going to be
in this
September.
Building, all of a sudden, Jelena and women's boxing got increased credibility.
I do think that her recent documentary will really kind of grab the attention of people.
It has done that, but so many of those things have a limited shelf life.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
But if you haven't, anyone who hasn't seen, who likes women who create things and win things, and
or athletes great, really, men or
athletes
women.
Athletes generally, it's a very good documentary, I think a lot of young women should see it. I think a lot of high school girls should see it.
John Short joins us. Now, the Ottawa Senators are one win away, so are the Pittsburgh Penguins of making the Stanley Cup. Now, if Pittsburgh makes it, everybody's like, oh, okay, we expected that. Ottawa makes the finals, taking on Nashville. Like, how would you compare that as far? I don't think anybody would have had, you know, Well, definitely, I don't think anybody would have had Ottawa, and I think very few people would have had Nashville. But I think there would have been more people picking Nashville to make it than picking Ottawa when you had Washington and you had Pittsburgh in the East, and you know, well, other division.
How could you pick Nashville when their first round was Chicago?
Well, but a lot of people, if you looked at Nashville's numbers in the West, and Chicago really's numbers from January on were kind of misleading in how they were playing. There was quite a few people that actually had picked Nashville to beat Chicago, not necessarily go all the way. I just think the odds, they wouldn't have been a lot, but I think there would have been more people leading to Nashville than Ottawa.
I wish I were the kind of gambler who could have called some odds-making concern and said, I've got a couple hundred dollars here, and I'm going to bet on I want to know how much I can make if I bet on Ottawa meeting, not necessarily beating, but meeting Nashville in the final. I think I could afford to retire. There'd be a lot of money. The odds would have been astonishing, I think.
The Predators' defense, their top four, is excellent.
Well, what they do is they, and I think the Oilers have started to do it, they're basically saying, we want you all over the ice. We want you involved offensively. We want you to be doing things between the blue lines. We want you, of course, protecting the goaltender. And they've got the kind of speed that will allow them to do it, but it takes two things. First of all, you have to have the talent, the ability, and then you've got to have a coach who says, I can manage a free-flowing defense. And I would never have called Laviolette one of the NHL's good coaches, outstanding coaches anyway, but I've changed my mind. I think he's done a wonderful job.
Oh, Laviolette's been great.
Yeah.
Right? And, yeah, you look at it, third different team he'll take to the Cup Final. Did win with Carolina, lost with Philadelphia, and then we'll see what happens with the Preds. I think if they play Ottawa, I'd say it's a lock they're going to win. Pittsburgh, I'd say it's a pick 'em series.
Well, I feel like that too. It's interesting when you realize, and you may have heard me talking with Jason as he was leaving and I sat down here. I have always, going back to high school sport and the little boxing that I did and all the other things, I always wanted the guy who beat me to win the championship. So I sat here throughout this entire, up till last week, saying I wanted the Anaheim Ducks in the final because I wanted to be able to say that the Edmonton Oilers were that close to being the champions. And they, every time somebody, well, now you have to say, well, they couldn't beat Nashville either. So now they're no better than the third best team in these playoffs and maybe less than that. But I would have loved to see them beat, I would have loved to see Nashville go all the way to the final, and then I'd have been able to walk around saying, well, you know, the Oilers would be better than anybody else. The Oilers are the second best team in the playoff. You can't say that statistically anymore.
Hey, Jason, just a heads up. Oliver Leduc's power is out. No, not one gas station pumping gas. Yours truly, a stressed father with two kids in the truck on fumes. That one comes from Jeff. So, yikes to everybody out there. Maybe if you're heading home to Leduc, you might want to stop in if you need some petrol at Nisku, possibly.
Yeah.
See what happens. So, yes, weather is causing all sorts of havoc with power outages in the southwest of Edmonton. Power's all out in Leduc. So keep that in mind as you make your way home this evening. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Plackus will join us on Edmonton Sports Theater, TSN 1260.